The Tasmanian Country Hour with Tony Briscoe on ABC Radio Hobart and Tasmania.
To the poppy harvest now, and rain across the northeast will probably hold up poppy harvests for the last of the paddocks that need stripping. The harvest is around 80% complete. And while it won't be a record season, crops in most districts have been described as solid. Larissa Smith caught up with Sun Farmer Field Officer Michael Coote, who covers the northeast.
The early spring was fairly hard. It's very cold, windy early spring. Scottsdale District was short of water. Quite a few crops never got any water at all. So those yields came out at around a tonne per hectare. But we're into these irrigated crops at Winlea at the moment, and they're probably twice the yield through the fact that they could irrigate properly.
Where are these Winlea farmers getting their water from?
They get their water mostly out of the Winlea Irrigation Scheme. There's some on-farm dams, but a lot of those are filled from the scheme anyway over the winter, so the scheme's very important to how these crops are grown.
And Scottsdale?
Scottsdale's very short of water, but the scheme should be on track for this spring, so we expect quite a lift in yield and return for the poppies in the Scottsdale district next year.
So what's the makeup of the varieties that poppy growers put in the ground up here?
We've got four different varieties. We grow noscapine, codeine, verbene and morphine. It is a bit of a spread. Some farmers, this particular farmer's got codeine and verbene. Around the road a bit we've got morphine and noscapine. And another farmer up here's just got all verbene, and so it's a bit of a mix depending on... I just like to try different things because different years crops perform differently.
And how would you sort of capture how the crops have performed in the Winlea district in terms of, well, tonnes? Assays come a bit later.
Yes, assays. I'm not sure of the assays yet, but the yields are a lot better here where they irrigate. I'm hoping we'll get probably around 2 tonne per hectare average with these crops up here.
It's been a very tricky harvest too, because while it's been dry some weeks, you've had moisture and humidity and easterly systems come through. So has that been a bit of a juggling act for you and the contract harvesters?
Certainly. Winlea cops more easterly weather than sort of around Scottsdale, so sometimes you can get held up here. Doesn't necessarily have to rain, just if it's easterly weather it seems to be moist and we need it fairly dry to harvest. But we seem to finish before the end of February every year, so that's not too far away and we're on track for that.
So what's the permitted moisture level?
We try and have seed moisture around 11%, but with these de-seeded crops that's not so important because there's not that much seed in it anyway. We don't keep the seed for culinary purposes for anything other than morphine. The biggest issue is, can the harvester comb the crop properly? Like if it's at all moist, the capsule might be dry, but the stalk underneath gets quite ropey if there's any moisture. So then the crop pulls out and you don't do a very good job of harvest. So we need that straw to be fairly dry to do a good harvest job.
And of course these poppies will be trucked back to Latrobe to the factory there. So I guess you've got to factor in that travel time as well.
Well, that's right. If you get caught with a bit of moisture or rain or something, you need to really get that crop down there and unloaded so it doesn't sweat in the truck. But that's rare that you have to send a load off early like that. It's generally, you don't get caught very often.
One of the other major poppy processes has mixed up the payment arrangement this year, a new voluntary scheme of changing when growers get paid. Are you keeping the payment system the same as it always has been?
It's certainly the same as it always has been this year, and I haven't heard of any thoughts of changing the payment system. It's in the contract. They get paid within 25 to 30 days after harvest or delivery of the crop. If it's early in the season, growers sometimes get paid a bit earlier than that time because we have time to get the samples done. But when there's a lot of samples to assay, that just sort of, we've got to wait for those before we pay, obviously. So it sometimes can go out near that 30 day. It's pretty good, really. Like a lot of things, you have to wait a while for your money, but 30 days after harvest is pretty good, I'd suggest.
What are you anticipating with future contracted area in the northeast?
At the moment, I think it'll be about a similar level to this year. We've got to see what we can sell and then grow the crop according to what we can sell. So that's right. That's the first thing to do is see what your markets are, then relate that back to area contracted in the field for the different types.
Northeast Poppy Field Officer for Sun Farmer Michael Coote, who's leaving the company in June after nearly 25 years in the role, talking there to Larissa Smith. Coming up shortly in the Country Hour, two animal right activists avoid a jail sentence after being found guilty of stealing a calf from a dairy. At the moment, staying with poppies, and Bruce Muirhead's poppy crop came off at Winnalea earlier this week before the rain arrived. He says they've managed to withstand the cold, the dry and the windy conditions.
Right through, they've performed pretty much up to spec. Bit slow in their growth for this spring. It was colder than normal and sluggish in growth. But once the first lot of urea went on, and we did top dress places to spot top dressing to give those where the soil profile wasn't quite as strong, just a bit more of a chance.
What had you had in the paddocks previously?
This one was grass, and the one below was short rotation following from parsley. Endeavour to grow them under the pivots because it's so much easier to get a quick watering, especially for germination if you have to. Found that the hard hose, you just can't get over it quickly enough if you've got a hot dry spell during that initial stages of either germination or immediately after they come through. We had 7 weeks of pretty well constant wind, and that was the cooler weather. They had a bit of a battle at that stage, and so did we putting up with it.
The capsule itself wasn't damaged in any way. I suppose it hadn't really developed by that early stage.
No, most of the damage was done in that early vegetative stage. It was heavily bruised. If I was a little poppy, I'd be fairly reluctant to poke my head above anything else there. They hadn't started to shoot up when the wind was round, fortunately. We've had a little bit of lodging with that wind we got a fortnight ago. It was fairly strong, and Michael said he's picked up a couple of spots where it could have been about 30% drop with lodging. But, yeah, fortunately we haven't had any consistent wind. We are a bit exposed in sections of the hill here.
How has the role of poppies in your production system, in your farming rotation, changed over the years?
Well, we've had a checkered history with poppies. When they first started to grow them as a crop, we put a paddock in, same paddock that's in at the moment. They were abysmally late in harvesting. Most of them had gone down. They looked grey from the weather they'd been receiving. It was a pathetic crop, so everything was negative with it. And we said never again. But we've been growing them now for, I suppose, 20-odd years. Of that period, there's only 1 year that we haven't grown. That was last year, because I didn't believe we had a suitable seed bed or could get a suitable seed bed to grow. And it's certainly played an important role in our rotation. We've more often than not sod seed after poppies, and either sod seed back to grass or to parsley. And it's worked well that way. At least with poppies, they're harvested when the weather's dry, so they're not like spuds where if the factory want them and you're a little less inclined to dig because of weather conditions, poppies have to be dry. So it's kinder to the paddock. And the following crops generally perform quite well. So, yeah, they played an important role. One of the more disappointing parts with poppies is the prices over the last 5 years.
Can you still justify putting them in?
I question myself at times on that. If you get a reasonable to good crop, yeah, a mediocre or average crop, there's just not the money in it now.
Not like it used to be?
No. If you have a good crop, yes, there is still money. I think we're very fortunate in this area with Mike over the years. He's been a brilliant field officer. And it's like most field officers, if you inquire and seek their advice and seem to be doing it, you get the benefit of it. But Mike's been an exceptional field officer, and we'll be very sorry to see him go in that respect. I've got a lot of respect for the man, and I've even heard his opposition say that I wish they had all Mike's, which is a real feather in his cap. But yes, he knows the agronomy of the crop. He knows agronomy, period. That's his training. And very responsive Yes, if you've got a query, he's only too happy to try and assist. He'll take a bit of replacing. We could grow more, and we do fluctuate a bit from year to year. We were sitting on about 150 acres for a very short time, but with the disease issue, we've had to drop that back about to 120 so that we're not too close with our rotation. It's a crop that does need a good pH. In some of our marginal country, I'm reluctant to put in for two reasons, pH and soil fertility. On our experience, any ground that's starting to run off, you just don't get the result. So on that basis, we haven't pushed our marginal country at all. So about 120 acres would be our maximum under the current rotational system.
That's Winnerley poppy grower Bruce Muirhead chatting to Larissa Smith about the latest poppy harvest.